They are serving together, and I pray for God and sister, and all the I don't know what the reason is here. Pray the Lord, they are all here now.
Amen.
There's quite a few announcements. The first one is summer training. This year's summer training scheduled for July 4th to July 9th in Anaheim. Registration due date is May 1st. So it's less than 2 weeks. So if you want to go and actually encourage, you can all go. We can all go. And if you want to register to Brother Yin Song. Brother Yin Song, right? Okay. The second one is college training. Will take place July 17th to July 23rd at Amherst, Massachusetts. This training is open also to high school needs.
Amen.
So, the registration deadline, I think originally is May 1st, right? It's pretty soon, but I heard they probably will take more time to register, but, you know, don't wait. To register as soon as possible. To anyone, or whoever want to register, should let Shepherd know.
No, they could just go to the website, collegetraining.org.
Collegetraining.org. We probably want to send an email at the link.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Amen. And next one, this coming Saturday, we will have a special fellowship with Brother Peter Kim. Here, I think it's from I think it's from 9 o'clock in the morning to 2 p.m., including lunch. Brother Peter Chen will come to me. Everyone knows Brother Peter Chen, right? He has been visited us at least a few times a year to help the church life here. He's served the Lord. Very mature brothers, and this time the burden is to help us, prepare us how to serve in the church. So all the serving brothers or sisters, either you serve in a small group, or you serve in district, or you serve in various critical things like young people, children, food service, cleaning service, piano service, translation service, actually all the service in the church. I believe all of them involved in some kind of service. So it's open to all anyone in this service. And also open to those have a heart to serve. It's really everyone. Elijah too is there will be translation, so Chinese, English, all the things are welcome. And the next one is also Saturday, this coming Saturday, there will be a Chinese speaking gospel meeting here. It's organized by District 8. So if we have any friends, gospel friends, who speak Chinese, you can invite them over here. Lobby start at 6 o'clock p.m. And next one is the next Lord's Day. We will have another corporate meeting here. This is the last time before the Mercy High Saints will have their local Lord's table as the church in Berkeley Heights. So this time we will spend some time to, you know, let them to blend with us and share to us, and we will send them off. Okay. So this is the next week we will have a corporate meeting. And also, Brother Ian, I, and his sister, Kate Kelsey, they will have a wedding testimony meeting here on April 30th. It's a Saturday, starting at 2 p.m. Their wedding already took place last Saturday, right, in Miami. And this is the opportunity we can give our blessing to our brother and sister and give our support to them. And the next one is in order to prepare, we prepare for this wedding testimony meeting, and also we will have a gospel meeting. We need to clean up our meeting hall. Okay, so we will have a major cleaning up next Thursday afternoon after the lunch. So everyone, prepare your time. So don't wait. Don't arrange other things if possible. Stay after the lunch and help the cleaning. But today we also need to do some of the cleaning, especially the joy hall area, because there's a construction. There's a lot of things we need to do the arrangement. We don't want to wait until next week. So each district, we want to have 5 saints to volunteer to help with the cleaning today. Can sister or brother or sisters volunteer, raise your hand. Today, 5. And report to Sister Sheila. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we want we have some adults and a few more people.
Next.
Okay. One more. And that doesn't mean that if possible, we should also help. If you are not involved with other fellowship or service, try our best to help. Report to Sister Sheila. And coming Tuesday, our prayer meeting will be in this room. And food service and cleaning service not our church. So we probably see better we should help with our joy hall meeting.
But where do we report?
Any other announcement? Or if you have more detail about some announcements? Otherwise, we may
How's everyone doing? Good?
Amen.
Amen. One good person? Or joyful person? Everyone had a bad week? You had a good week? Amen. That's a pretty good answer. Amen. Amen. All right, so we're on message 8.
of the winter training, the crystallization study of Exodus. I don't know about you, when I first heard the message, or when I sneak peeked the outline when we went to the training, you know, I saw the title and I had two feelings. I had a feeling of, this is awesome, man, this is the army. But also I had a feeling of, this is a little scary too, to realize being in an army also means that there's warfare. And when there's warfare, that means that there's a battle. And in a battle, there's usually some casualties. So, you know, I just also, after the excitement, I think I got a little pampered by the Lord and realized, I mean, this is, you know, a very, very serious matter for the Lord, and actually for the Lord's recovery, to be really ones that enter into this burden here. Just a little story, actually, on my flight here. You can just see the difference between what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to really enter into in the Lord's recovery versus what Christianity enters into. So, I sat next to a gentleman on my flight to Atlanta, and he was an interim pastor. I didn't even know such a thing existed. And so this position, I guess, it's almost like a consultant, and he helps churches deal with their between period of when they fire one pastor and they're looking for the next one. And so that is his job, and his job is to assess the church situation, figure out the finances, and figure out all this stuff. And he calls himself like a consultant for churches. I'm like, oh, wow, oh, Lord. This is definitely different from entering into this burden of entering into the army. In Christianity, the way to form an army is by doing it like a business, by doing a business. You know, you're trying to gain people, you're trying to amass them into large groups, you're trying to make a big mega church and get a huge following. But he even, after some fellowship with his brother, he even admitted that this is actually this business model is a failing business model, so they have to reinvent a new business model. Like, oh, interesting. So I told him at the end of the flight, he said, oh, I think you should read a book by Watchman Nee called Glorious Church Life. So we'll see what happens if you read this. But anyways, but yeah, there's just such a difference between what is going on in the Christendom as a whole and what we are entering into in the Lord's recovery. We're entering into the matter of forming this army. Maybe we can read the title together here in Message 8. The expiation silver for the formation of an army to fight for God's interest and move on earth. So in room number one, we see that God has an intention, right? He has an intention for God's people, all of God's saved ones, to be formed into this army to engage in this spiritual warfare, to fight for his interest and move on this earth. So This is something that is necessary and is not being this need is not being met in Christendom as a whole. So as the Lord's recovery is seeing this, we have a great responsibility to really enter into this burden and really pray the prayers that really add us and actually number us as to be ones formed in this army. When I was thinking about it, pondering this, you know, you always think, why does the Lord really need us? You know, I mean, the Lord can take on Satan. He's God. He can take on all these evil principalities, but that's not how God works. God works by, by humanity, by the ones that he created. You know, Satan thought he injected himself into man and he ruined God's plan, but actually how God works is he uses what Satan did and actually flips it back on him and shames the enemy. So God needs man to really enter into this, enter into the prayers, enter into this spiritual battle, and actually enter into this corporate army that we see right in Ephesians this week. So that's really what kind of how this whole message started, and then we kind of see a little bit of the significance of the incense altar, right, and the expiation silver. So the incense altar, as we saw in previous weeks, right. These are the prayers that are the prayers that are accepted. They're accepted prayers for the Father. And these are the type of prayers that form this army. in the expiation silver, right, we saw that this is the heave offering also, right? This is the highest experience. This is the ascended Christ. And this is the type of prayer that God the Father needs. He needs the prayers that have the incense of Christ. Because these are the only prayers that really are accepted by the Father. And also we saw that the expiation silver was a heave offering, but also it meant that there needs to be a maturity in the saints, right? It couldn't be just ones that are like teenagers. No, you had to be a 20 years age. And in the message, we see that the 20-year age means spiritual. If you're 60, you can still be a 10-year-old spiritually. We need to go before the Lord and be really desperate and honest, Lord. Where am I? Lord, I want to be 20 years of age in spirituality, in my spiritual growth. Because if we're just a bunch of 10-year-olds trying to fight this battle, I don't think we're going to get slaughtered, to tell you the truth. This enemy is strong and the warfare is strong. I was even in Atlanta. It's a super strong Southern Baptist state, but actually in Atlanta is the highest homosexual population in the whole country. And it's because, my feeling is because it's just a bunch of rules and regulations like what I shared earlier. And rules and regulations cannot conquer the enemy. What conquers the enemy is this message. Entering into this message, this is what conquers the enemy, is actually getting into these deep prayers with the Lord and praying prayers with the incense. So I was just, when I was going through this, I was like, wow, this is, like I said, it's exciting to realize, oh, wow, we're part of the Lord's army, you know, like Trump's meeting, I'm in the Lord's army, yes, sir. But really, when you really think about it and you get into these verses and you get really the feeling of the message, you realize this is a really serious and kind of, a message that really calms your being down and makes you realize, where are you with the Lord? I definitely don't think I could say I'm a 20-year-old spiritual battle fighter that the Lord wants and needs. So we really just need to continue to be before the Lord. But also, we shouldn't be hindered and come to the Lord and go, oh, woe is me, you know, I'm only 5 years old spiritually. It's encouraging. We still have a lot more to go on. I mean, everyone in here is pretty young. So we still have a lot of opportunity to grow in the Lord. So this is encouraging. So we just have to, you know, continually come to Him and be honest with Him about where we're at in our stage of growth with the Lord. This is kind of the burden of the message, and hopefully through all of our sharing we can uplift each other and really encourage each other, because we're, what I really enjoyed is it's a corporate, right? It's a corporate army. It's not just a bunch of single people getting, you know, we've heard that analogy, right? A bunch of people that are individually fighting, you just get snipered off, right? But when we're together going in, then it's a lot harder for the enemy to really attack us. When you're in the middle of the church life, man, you are protected by the saints. You know, you go through something hard and this and that. I know Carol and I, we totally can, we can testify when we feel like we're just kind of like, we're kind of upset or this or that, and we're kind of trying to be on the friends of the church life. You can just tell the enemy is attacking. But when you open up to the saints and you have the covering of the saints, you can really sense that you are covered and you are part of this corporate army. And this is what I hope that our sharing together this morning could really help build us up a little bit more into this corporate army.
I was very touched by this week's message. I don't know if you first read this message. I actually had a lot of questions. You know, first of all, if you think about an army, nowadays nobody would ask people to pay to go to an army.
Right.
So, you know, this is a big question for me. So I was like, what's the point? So then I went to the life study. I found that actually Brother Lee had more questions. Actually, there are five questions concerning to the silver here. The first question is, why is it related to the incense altar? So I think that go back to last week's message, we saw that actually, you know, at the incense altar, the prayer is related to God's will,
right. Not
our interest.
Right.
And you know, it's interesting that the title here say that when God needs move, He needs to fight to move.
Right.
And
right.
I remember when Brother shared about this message in the opening, he actually mentioned about this, and I was like, yes, why does God need to fight in order to move? And you know, the first lady came to Newark 2 weeks ago. Actually, all the roads were blocked. Okay, so like, you know, she can move freely, but our God is not like that way, because He asks us to freely to give ourselves to Him so that He can move freely. And you think about, you know, in the Old Testament, actually, in the wilderness and also in the good land, there are actually a lot of enemies of God. Even ourselves, we are enemies of God. So God really needs to fight to move on the earth. The second question is, why did the children of Israel need something further related to redemption when they had already been redeemed in Egypt? I don't know if you thought about this, because actually they had the Passover over lamb ready. 1 year after, why did they need redemption already? Why did they need redemption again? So we need to pay attention that actually the land, the function of the land and the function of silver is actually different,
yeah.
Right? Because land is for redemption for everybody. But actually silver, later on, it shows that silver is for the building of the tabernacle. And number three, why is the propitiation silver called a heap offering? I think Brother mentioned about this. So, you know, it is not for everybody. It's actually for the building. So if we are qualified, we cannot just fight, you know, in our natural being, because we may have a lot of natural ability, but then that is not the kind of fight God wants. Actually, He wants us to fight with Him in His ascension. So it's so important that we fight with Christ, we fight in Christ.
Right.
Number four is, why was something related to redemption portrayed by silver at Mount Sinai? I think somewhere in the message it said that actually the silver was used as the foundation of the pillar, right? So actually, can you think about this? The whole tabernacle rested on the silver. And actually, if you look at other chapters in the Bible, actually God He actually has sufficient silver already. Meaning that even if they don't have, if He does not have this silver, He does not have to, you know, use this extra. But I think it's really an honor that, you know, we can be used as the foundation and also connection and the expression, the glory of the tabernacle. And number five, why was the propitiation silver only for males 20 years of age and upward? So I think here it really talked, I think John mentioned about this, and I was very touched by this. I think that, you know, sometimes we probably just think that, oh, you know, actually think about the business model, right? The concept. If God does not pay me, why do I have to fight for Him? But then if you think about this whole model about God's model, God's way, it's really beyond our concept. Because I think from my natural concept, I would say, Lord, then you will get nobody. nobody would want to fight for you. What about 20 years? I don't want to be 20 years. It's so good to be a baby, you know, everybody takes care of me. But actually, you know, I think that is the glory part of the church, because I do believe that it is God's heart's desire. He can get it done. He gains us just by, you know, gaining our heart. Even if we, you know, well, by the way, we are not qualified. We really need His redemption.
Right.
But then even, you know, even that, I think that, you know, we need to give ourselves to the Lord. Actually, for the silver, everybody pays the same portion. So it's not like if you are super rich, you pay a lot. We all can be a functioning member of the church, and we can all be the foundation of the church.
Amen.
Now, I would want to follow up with saying, Sister Kim, on the Friday, in our meeting, group meeting, we sent a hymn called "The Lord Taken Off." That's what I am. Okay, even though I'm filthy, I'm dirty, I'm pitiful, or whatever, God would take as I am. So then I went home. Joanne asked me, say, you know, is the Lord taking off what I am? Why should I, you know, grow up to be, you know, 20, and then I have to pay the tax to, you know, to be the army, right? If I'm a baby, everybody takes care of me. I come here, everybody, you know, feed me, even a spoon feed me. That's so wonderful. I don't have to labor. I just come and enjoy. Then I gave her, you know, some explanation. Use the word example. I say, yes, on one hand, Father will take us whatever I am. Right? Even I'm not the most ugly baby in the world, my parents will still love me. Isn't that right? That's true. They will not, because I'm ugly, I may have some problems. They just don't want me. They still love me. But even though I keep, you know, not growing, I'm always like a baby. Even I'm 20 years old, I act like 2 years old. My parents will be very sad, very worried, and really wish, you know, I can grow.
Amen.
You know, as it has to be, right?
Amen.
So even the worldly thing like this, how come in the spiritual world, it's the same thing, right? The same principles. Well, as we're alive, you know, we need to grow to the maturity.
Amen.
And then I also got a lot of help from this, you know, message is that, you know, a good citizen always has to pay the tax, even though we hate it, right? Here's the tax season. Good citizen, you have to pay the tax. So, if we are good in our citizen in the kingdom of God, we have to pay the tax. You know, God wants to have this building to build up. This, you know, this is the collect. This, you know, half shekel from all the mature ones. It's for, you know, the sake of, you know, building and, you know, a tabernacle. The Sister Pin just said there's no foundation. It's all made of the silver, right? So we can be part of it. Now we want to be part of it, and we'd be honored to be part of it, and to have, you know, the tabernacle. So that's why we have to pay.
Right.
Number one, we have the building up. The second one, to, you know, form an army. When you form an army, it's a lot of cost, right? You got to buy some training materials. You got to, you know, the equip yourself. You equip all these, you know, the soldiers. So this still needs a cost, and this cost all, you know, come collected from the mature one. So we should feel be honored, you know, to be the mature one, can be the part of this army.
Right.
There's a lot of things going on in this world. Okay, not only just in a spiritual warfare, even in our daily life, it's a lot, you know, fighting against, you know, inwardly, outwardly. So we need to, you know, take, you know, everything that God take in, you know, and grow, you know, accordingly. It doesn't have to be like a, you know, super growth in one night that you be, you know, a super giant. No, just, you know, normally, you know, function and, you know, take and come forward to Him. Take Him in and exercise, and the growth will be very naturally. Then we can be, you know, the function members in order to recover.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is a spiritual warfare. It's not against blood or man. That's what I was talking about, and then he interrupted me. And this is sister now. I call her sister now. She was a Catholic. So I met her. She planted the seed. She really didn't never read the Bible. Right? And this is a warfare. It's not, it doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter who they are. There's a lot of people outside, a lot of good people outside, even within the Muslims, within the Hindus, within the unbelievers, there are a lot of good people. Because we are born in the knowledge of good and evil, and spiritual knowledge of good and evil. So we need to plant that seed. We need to speak.
Amen.
We need to speak. We need to show the love of Christ to others. Now, why am I in New York traveling every day? I hate going to New York every day. I don't even want to be there. I told my wife, it's not up to me. I'm traveling. We're going to, you know, keep us to go. We're trying to get out. So every person I meet, I have to plant the seed. Right? But it doesn't matter what they are, what ministry they are. It doesn't matter. We can't judge nobody at all. We're not made to judge, we're made to spread the Lord. So we have to be very careful with this. We have to pray for them. We have to pray that they have to see Christ. They have to see Christ in each of us. You know, they should start reading the Bible, should start praying with the kids. See, the night of a two meeting with some, she didn't get a chance to meet, she doesn't speak English much. So she, I can't send it to the church in New York City because the Spanish-speaking meetings are not too big. They keep reducing and reducing, getting smaller for some reason. So a sister, the Lord sent a sister from that denomination, and she's meeting now in this place. And I asked her, "What denomination? What are you going?" I said, "Yeah, I'm meeting in that." And I said, "Yeah, really?" I said, "Yeah, it doesn't matter, but I see the Lord is working in that." The Lord is helping my kids, you know, they have my kids, and they're actually learning now about the Bible, they're praying, and all of that. So this is amazing, you know, praying, but then the gates of Hades rise up. We don't prevail, but rise up. And that's what we need to follow. The Lord wants this army to pray for everybody. You see, that's why when I'm kind of here, I always say, pray for those who are planted the seed. Don't be selfish, I mean, take your pride off, take everything that you have. Take it off. You know a lot. We know a lot here. We have seen a lot so much. I mean, sometimes I use this slow, but you keep seeing the same thing. And I think we just need to let them be. Him, not for some. That's all. I mean, we can fight sometimes for no reason. Just be honest with him. And I'll confess what you say. Well, you know. And that's the Lord works. You know? So we don't need too much knowledge. I don't need too much knowledge anymore. I know the Lord is real. I tell everybody. The Lord is real. I exercise my spirit every morning. I try to exercise. I exercise every morning. I exercise every day. All day long, I have to say, "Lord, help me. Help me, Lord." The act comes every morning. Middle of the lunch or dinner. They come. They have to come. The Lord, only you can do this. Please. You cannot do it. So this is what I want you to pray for her. Because the angel here has right now. He started looking at her praying with the kids in the room. And she's crying to the Lord. The husband entered into the room. Said, "What's going on with you? You're crazy now." He left the house for 3 days. Now she's going to the meetings. "Why are you going to the meeting? I'm tired. I want to be at home with you, with the kids." He said, "Come with us." The gates are hidden right now. So that's what we need to start with. This is very, very, very strong. We need to pray. We need to pray for all of us. Amen.
I am.
a lot of times. So talking about the experience of Christ, because it has to be so good, right? And that's the experience of Christ in ascension. And I think sometimes when I think about my experience of Christ in ascension, it's because I just want to be above all of my troubles, you know, above everything that's bothering me. I'm like, even I'm one with Christ, even the heavenlies, you know, far above everything. But what I appreciated this week was that everything was put into perspective, because the FDH and silver is for the formation of an army to fight for God's interests and move on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciated, number one, it's on the earth, right? You know, God needs some people on this earth because he has no way to move. There's enemies everywhere he's blocked, but he needs an army. And I just really, as you count, it says again and again, prayer and intercession at the incense altar.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really appreciated the connection between the prayer at the incense altar. What issues out of it is the formation of an army.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some utterance here that says, the more we pray at the incense altar, the more we will realize that the need for maturity is desperate, and the greater will be the urgency to pray for the growth in life unto maturity. Only when such an army is formed will God be able to move on for his presence. Apart from an army formed of mature ones, there is no way for God to move. And so, you know, I read this and I'm just like, well, Lord, how do I experience you in ascension, you know? And I think it was in the message on the incense altar, like, you know, Brother Ron said, well, how do you pray? I don't know, you just pray. And so I just appreciate it, you know, it's like, we just need to pray, you know, and I'm not there yet, you know, we might not be there yet, but we just practice, right? And we pray one with Christ, and I just appreciate it. It's nothing apart from Christ,
right?
It's our experience of Christ, and if it's our experience, in order to fight the spiritual warfare, our experience of Christ must reach the highest point.
Right.
The point where we are sitting with him in the heavens,
right,
and are fighting not in ourselves, but in the ascended Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to fight, you know, the spiritual warfare in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we try, you know, we don't mean to, but we do. And we just realize we're just constantly defeated, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we see that Christ is, you know, I just appreciate he passed through death, entered the resurrection. Now he's in ascension, sitting in the heavenlies. We can be one with him, and praying one with him. And, you know, out of that, Lord Jesus, may there be the numbering. You know, it says, then he'll conduct a census, right? And that full tax will be paid, and there will be those who would rise up, you know, to fight. And I just, again, I just was so... It's for God's interest.
That's what he means.
Or, you know, God has an interest. He has a need. He's here to meet that need, you know, by praying.
Amen.
And by growing in life.
Amen.
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 This message is, I struggled with preparing something to share for this message, because I feel like it's a very high calling. It's very deep, and it's easy to just, oh, that's not my experience. I'm not 20 spiritual years, so I'm not there yet, so I have nothing to bring to this. So, all right, that's kind of for later. I was really struck by the outline, by the points in day one, that God has many enemies, and he is not welcome anywhere.
Right, right.
And then according to Ephesians 6, the church must be a warrior fighting against God's enemies. And it's very easy to see in the world situation, in the news, yes, God is not welcome anywhere. And I was really struck by the reading in day one, that even God's own people can be enemies to him. In ourselves, we also are God's enemies. So I think, anyway, I appreciated the verses. This is my small experience of this week, that I appreciated pre-reading over the verses. I think it's very hard to enter into this kind of message, or it was very hard for me to enter into this message feeling like my experience wasn't really there. But God's kingdom is the realm where he can rule and reign. And I just appreciated the verse, Matthew 6:10 and day one, your kingdom come.
Amen.
And praying, Lord, your kingdom come. Amen. Your kingdom come in the enemies that are in my being. Mm-hmm. Your kingdom come in the enemies that are scattered across the earth where you can't exercise, you can't move. Then also these verses in day two, numbers 10, rise up, O Jehovah,
Amen.
And let your enemies be scattered,
Amen.
And let those who hate you flee before you. So I just appreciate it. Even if this very, very high calling from the incense altar, which is already very, very high, it's a very high experience, and then you pay the expiation silver, and there's a census for an army, and you have to be 20, and I'm not 20, I'm 2, and where do you fit in? I appreciated that we have an entrance just in the Word of God, that all of these prayers are already here, and we can pray them, and the Lord gets a little bit more room to move. He's a little bit more welcome in our being. He's a little bit more welcome on this earth. And through those prayers, like so many shared, in this way, we're growing.
Amen.
We're being matured just a little more.
When I was doing the winter training, the time we were having this message, and then I was so confused. I asked the sister, the expiation silver, is it we pay the expiation silver, or Christ actually pay the expiation silver? Because I thought that Christ actually paid everything for us. And then the sister said, Christ paid for the salvation, and then if we want to gain the experience, we should pay this. In order for us to pay the half shekel, our experience of Christ must reach the highest point, the point where we are sitting with him in heaven. So this is the highest experience of Christ. We need to experience such a Christ in order to have it as the half shekel. So in other words, the half shekel of Christ signifies the standard Christ experienced by us and paid by us as the full time. I realize. So if you don't have this kind of experience, you couldn't even pay. Even you want to pay. Then I realize, this is actually the Lord's mercy, so that we will have such experience and we will be able to pay the half shekel.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this week I was not really reading a lot. I wasn't really willing to put. And then I realized that, it was Ephesians 4, it says that nowadays he ascended, but what is it? I said that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So he who descended, he's also the one who ascended above all the heavens that he might do all things. I just realized, whenever we go to the down, but then the next thing you will do, you can only go up. There's not nowhere else.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. I just appreciate this message when the brother speaking about reaching the 20 years for the spirit of maturity. So the brother this morning, John, also, that we just need to stay in his presence. How do we know when we are in the Lord's presence? We just continue to pursue after him. There's the brother share that there's a desperate need for maturity. We need to be so. We desperate need is we just stay in his presence, and then he. I was enjoying this verse also in Hosea 2:9, and also that verse. Amen. That's what I was going to say.
Amen.
So the irony is that last week in Philly, they were actually covering the same topic. So I am covering this. Something I really enjoyed today was the matter of the numbers regarding the requirements for the Lord's army and then also the poll tax. So, on one hand, spiritually, 20 represents maturity, right? So you're no longer a teenager, but you're kind of like an adult, so to speak. On the other hand, 20 is a relatively low number. I'm 22, and I think I'm like one of the youngest here. And then also in terms of like life expectancy back in the day, it was way more than 20. So on one hand, you do have to reach maturity, but I was encouraged that it's not so high that you can't reach it. Similarly, you have this representation with the half shekel, where because it's a half and not really a whole, or 2, 3, 4, 5, there's also this matter that the Lord's requirement, while it is something, is not too high that no one can reach it. So I was really encouraged on that. One hand, I still need to reach the point of 20 years of age, but on the other hand, it's not terribly high where I'm so far that it's almost impossible for me to get there that I need to give up. So, praise the Lord that He really knows where we're at in terms of what we need, where we are, and where we need to be as close to the Lord. So I'll just encourage that. On one hand, the Lord requires something of us. He requires our cooperation. He requires us to be mature. On the other hand, it's not terribly high. There's still a hope and there's still a chance, not in us, but in Him, to achieve those things.
Amen.
So I went over this message for the video training, but I didn't go over it during the week. But I was able to, with Raphael, also listen to the message again yesterday as we were cleaning the brother's house.
Amazing.
So it was awesome. anyway, so I was impressed again that it's almost like when you hear the word, the speaking brother speaking on all these points on the message, it's like, okay, where do I fit in? Where's my entrance? And how can I participate in whatever is going on the earth presently? And so, you know, within us, within each of us, there's a heart, and certainly there's some measure of an aspiration to be like, well, this is really high, but if I'm here, I want to be for that. And if my time here on the earth is going to count, then it's going to be for this. It's going to be for the formation of an army, not too sure what that actually looks like, and to fight for God's interests and move on the earth. And we're just beginning to realize this and understand what this is. One of the points that I was impressed with, it just seems like, okay, we're all in this room and we're at different growths in the divine life. We're at different stages in the experience of life. Okay, that's just a fact. Like, okay, I only live like 25 years on earth, and my spiritual life is at a certain degree. I have no idea what that is. And certain of us live longer on the earth, and we're at a different degree before the Lord and in the experience of life. But the key is wherever we are, we need to grow. Yes, normally, not typically. You know, in a different message, the brother was sharing, you know, the brothers earlier, they had typical growth. But he really prayed that those among us, especially the younger ones, would have normal growth, which means that we wouldn't be stunted in our growth. Our growth in the divine life wouldn't be stopped and wouldn't be retarded, but that we would have reflected in our physical life with development of children, we would grow as we ought to, as we are. And so however young we are, we should grow as the years go by. There should be a measure of growth in our divine life. This is something worthy of our consideration before the Lord, not as like introspection, right? But like, Lord, grant, cause me at least day to day, cause me today's growth in life. Because in Roman numeral 2, letter B, and the number, small number 2, like, what is this? In the Lord's recovery today, we're in the Lord's recovery. There is a desperate need of maturity. There is an urgent need for more of us to grow, reach maturity, and thereby become qualified to be formed in an army.
Okay, so being formed into an army, there's a qualification. We know this. You had to pay half a shekel, and then and certainly you had to reach a spiritual age of 20. So we need to reach a certain maturity to even be part of that formation of an army that the Lord desperately needs for his interest on the earth. And so I think certainly a prayer that will be heard by the Lord is concerning ourselves and our personal growth in life. We can definitely pray, and this will be heard and it will be answered. Now, Lord, grant me today's growth in life. Cause the growth in life that is normal for today. And grant me the grace to grow more today. And also for one another, we should have the awareness. There are so many, you know, there could be so many, all sorts of issues that we need to take care of practically in the church life and in our service and the gospel work, the community work. But to pray and have the awareness will cause the growth in the saints, cause the growth unto maturity. I think just as an encouraging word, in Daniel, the book of Daniel, there in chapter 7, verse 25, it reads this. And he, this is the enemy, he will speak things against the Most High and wear out the saints of the Most High. And then it goes on. But there is one who really wears us out, especially as we're approaching the final hour. We just recognize there's a spiritual warfare raging on even as we speak. I'm not like conscious of it. But there is, and I think we could feel in our experience that even as we're going through our week, going through our days, there is a wearing out, that the enemy uses wearing out tactics to reduce us and to really strip us down. And so there's a word, I want to share this, there's a word from the Collected Words of Watchman Nee, titled, The Last Part of the Journey, and he says this, the fourth watch is the darkest hour of the night. It's the darkest hour of the night. I know you have temptations and trials. The greatest one is a little indifference and compromise. Now things seem to have gone on for too long. As a result, we become cold and withdrawn. Now we need the Lord's encouragement. Perhaps you have stumbled. Now you should rise up. Some may seem to have come short of it. The initial zeal for the Lord has waned. So he entreated them. Our eyes should not be set at the night. It's too foolish to relax and to quit now. In a short time, we will be over on the other side. Can you not persevere? Can you not watch the Lord? Oh, today is our time to stand firm. If someone has not experienced adverse winds, that is pitiful. It's foolish now to loosen up. Much of the way has been covered. When the night is far advanced, he will come. And that is the last part of their journey. And the brother, when he was sharing this, he mentioned this. He said that, and I think we could testify this, that he wears us out little by little and day by day. And it causes us to, it seems that he causes our consecration to wear out. But we just recognize that this is actually happening incessantly, and he's doing this to each of us. But really, we need to stand firm in the Word, be covered in his precious blood. We have the Spirit, we have the Word, we have the Church, we have the saints to be guarded here, so that at this last part, this final hour of the journey, the conflict today is fierce, but anyway, we certainly want to stand for his interest in this move on earth.
Amen.
I think it's amen. I think it definitely this is not a topic to me. We have very like, open, right? We share a lot about drinking, eating from the Lord, loving the Lord, but not that much, you know, spiritual warfare. But I do feel over the years, the brothers start to have a strong burden regarding this. worker. So I think that once, twice, or even more times in a year, we will see some kind of message like this. I do believe that there must be a reason. That's one. At least I think of this. There's an urgency from the Lord. He needs to move. He needs to have an army to cooperate with him. Also, there must be a group of saints. They really live before the Eastern altar, the altar. They pray. So they sense this urgency from the Lord. You know, there's a need for the formation of the army.
Amen.
So I think what this really speaks to us is at least we need to see what's the mission of us on the earth. In Taiwan, when I was still a boy, and right now Taiwan changed, but just in Taiwan before many, many years, all the men, you grow up to some age, you need to join the army. And then, so every boy, you will know, when you don't need to wait until 20 years old, you maybe 3 or 4 or 5, you will know, oh, one day I'm going to the army. No matter you like it, you don't like it, you are going to, that's your destiny, you need to go, you need to fight. And they don't apply to girls, but some boys or some family, they are trying to avoid it. They're trying this way to sneak away, almost, because I'm this and that, I cannot do this kind of thing, that kind of thing. Okay. But I feel, at least we shouldn't be like that. We really need to feel it's glorious. We can become the army of the Lord. Right? Just, Father John is so excited, right? we can be in the army of the Jehovah.
Amen.
And not only brothers, actually sisters, you can. In the Lord, all the sisters are brothers.
Amen.
All the brothers are sisters. In Ephesians chapter 5, talk about the bride, right?
Amen.
We all brothers are in this bride. But in chapter 6, it talks about this army. And all the sisters will be in this army. And how we can become, we join this army is because we are in this bride.
Yeah. Right.
And no matter how we think where we are, how old we are in our spiritual I think if we did what the Lord wants, and we have the heart to cooperate with Him, and we will prepare ourselves. And the best preparation, I think, is really we want to grow, right? And growing is still eating, drinking.
And
they're loving the Lord.
Right.
And to some point, we'll grow into that stage. Also, it's important we need to have a living before the instant altar. So to have an army, on one hand, we need to mature in life. There is some really mature in life. But on the other hand, a need for this number. Numbering actually is because there's someone, there's a group of people who pray before the instant altar. You cannot resist. You cannot say, "Oh, I'm not going to be numbered." You will read Exodus 30, chapter verse 17, right? It actually says if we need to pay this expiation silver so you won't have plague, right? If you reach that maturity, but you say, "Oh, I don't want to," then you will have plague. That's nothing. You we want. Yeah, we really want to not only grow in life, also we need to see, we want to cooperate with the Lord. A soldier, you know, I think that the most thing, most important for a soldier is you, you don't have yourself. Right? There's a command in it. You cannot say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that.
Right.
And you just receive right away. This, just right at that second, right at that moment, you just follow whatever you receive from the from the command. I think that there's another very important point that we don't fight with our nature man. Right? If we fight our nature man, we'll definitely die. So that's one of the reasons we need to have maturity to some certain degree. Otherwise, our whole man is almost this nature man. Then how we can fight? But the reason we can fight is really we fight in this resurrection life. So I would just really feel, no matter how we feel, how mature we are, how immature we are, we really need to have this vision. This is what the Lord is after. And we are willing, and we know it's glorious to be part of His army.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we have this privilege.
Amen.
Oh, the privilege to be part of this army.
Amen.
Lord, we want to just be before you this week.
Amen.
Lord, to really grow in life.
Amen.
Oh, that we can mature spiritually.
Amen.
Oh, to be ones numbered in this army.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Maturity. Someone in this week, you bring us on more.
Lord,
keep us growing in a normal way.
Amen.
Lord, this week, increase our heart for your interest in this earth.
Amen.
We pray that we continue to be open, Lord.
Amen.
That you have no hindrance in us.
Amen.
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 Each one of us
this
week. Amen. Give you the first place.
Amen.
Oh, allow you the headship.
Amen.
Put on the throne.
Amen.
Oh, that way we would have a way to grow in life.
Amen.
Lord, give the army that you need.
Amen.
Amen.
In the army that you need, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you that you've given us everything we need, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, continue to pursue you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, gain us more this week, Lord.
Amen. We
love you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Love you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, pray that you would grow deeply.
Amen.
More.
Amen.
Into every part.
Amen.
You know what part the
needs to be touched.
Amen.
Help us to see.
Amen.
Lord, you would have a free way.
Amen.
Groups of people.
Amen.
And match you for what you need.
Amen.
Lord, be open to you.
Amen.
Keep all the saints open to your working.
Yes.
And just point into their spirit.
Amen.
No matter what the enemy does, the kingdom has come, Lord.
Amen.
Your will be done.
Amen.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, may us no more grow.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Oh, our maturity.
Amen.
So we can be part of your army.
Amen.
Fight for your inches.
Amen.
Your move on the earth.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Open our eyes.
Amen.
Glorious is this mission.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Help in our daily living.
Amen.
In our prayer and prayer of the daily altar.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.